Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful of heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord. Please join in singing Psalm 146 responsively. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose help is in the Lord their God. Who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the captive free. The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked.
The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
The second reading is from James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal places. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. It happens to me all the time. Maybe you know this experience too. I plan events either with a team or on my own. I get an idea of what I think things will look like, how they will go, how many people will show up, who will show up. I start to develop expectations. And sometimes the expectations are way big. Sometimes I underestimate. Or I have visions of how someone will look, what they will do, how they will present themselves. And then they show up. I know of some people who have had expectations of pastors before they arrive. Some may have had that experience with me. They had a vision of who I was. They thought they knew how I would do things. Then I may or may not have lived up to the expectations. Sometimes the vision, the expectation is grounded in their experience with history, with former pastors. Sometimes it is grounded in conversations or brief introductory meetings. Sometimes it is based on reading what was written. Sometimes there is absolutely nothing to support the expectations. We just develop expectations. The beauty of expectations is that they help guide what we see. Ellen Langer talks about how we see what we expect to see. She says that we are hypothesis-confirming organisms. In fact, sometimes we ignore the information that contradicts our expectations. Other times, this reality helps us to see what we would too easily miss. John the Baptist had a problem. He was hearing things about this Jesus character. He may even have seen things, but John wasn't quite sure. His expectations were not matching what he was seeing. He was a bit adrift. And if anyone wanted the liberation that this Messiah was bringing, well, a guy who is in prison would yearn for this, wouldn't he? I know that I would. But I'm kind of like John. I get my hopes up. I get my expectations up. Then things don't look like what I expected. John sends a message to Jesus. Are you the one? And Jesus replies, tell him the blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have good news. This is very much what we would call churchy insider language. It's like a code. And only the good Hebrew people who knew their scriptures would know. It's not unlike today when so many use biblical allusions in their speech. Remember a thousand points of light, or a city on a hill, or any number of references in our public discourse. The best orators in this nation and in this country's leadership have made use of biblical references, the code. And there are often many, many people, even good, faithful people who cannot hear, cannot see, do not recognize the allusions. And what Jesus was alluding to was straight out of Isaiah. We heard it today, didn't we? Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the sheep, the speechless, sing for joy. The promise of the Messiah is embedded in the Holy Scriptures, but the people of God need to read and know and understand the Scriptures. The people of God need to train their expectations, then watch for the signs. And when they do, they see. God shows up. God is in our midst. God works new life. God brings good news to the poor, to the desolate. God walks with those who are crushed by despair. God emboldens the faithful to work for justice. God empowers efforts to change systems that effectively crush the dispossessed. In those few short words, Jesus tells John that what he has expected is already happening in his presence. And Jesus continues to tell us, to show us, to remind us that God, the kingdom of heaven, is here. It's not some far-off thing. It's right here, right now. We are all called to train our eyes to see, and when we do, we see the glory of the Lord. Today we hear the promise through Isaiah. Today we hear that promise fulfilled in Jesus, the Messiah. Indeed, the kingdom of heaven has come near. In this season, may your expectations for God's reign be fulfilled.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.